When Jesus was being baptized by John in the Jordan River, he hadn't started his ministry yet. He had never opened a blind eye, never raised the dead, never turned water into wine. He had not performed a single miracle. But a voice boomed out of the heavens. God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." His Father was pleased with him because of who he was, and not because of anything he had or had not done. We tell ourselves, if I could break this addiction, I'd feel good about myself. If I could read my Bible more, if I could bite my tongue and not argue so much, maybe I wouldn't be against myself. You have to learn to accept yourself while you're in the process of changing. We all have areas we need to improve, but we're not supposed to go around down on ourselves because we haven't arrived. When you're against yourself, it doesn't help you to do better. It makes you do worse. You may have a bad habit you know you need to overcome, but if you go around feeling guilty and condemned, thinking about all the times you failed, the times you've blown it, that will not motivate you to go forward. You have to shake off the guilt, shake off the condemnation. You may not be where you want to be, but you can look back and thank God you're not where you used to be. You're growing. You're making progress. Do yourself a big favor and quit listening to the accusing voices. That's the enemy trying to convince you to be against yourself. He knows that if you don't like yourself, you will never become who God created you to be. In Genesis 1, God had just created the heavens, the earth, the sea, the animals, and Adam and Eve. When he finished, the scripture says, God looked over all that he had made and saw how it was excellent in every way. When God looks at you, he says, you are excellent in every way. You may think, oh, not me, Joel. I've got these bad habits, these shortcomings. I've made some mistakes in the past. Get out of that defeated mentality. You may not be perfect, but God is not basing your value on your performance. He's looking at your heart. He's looking at the fact you're trying. You wouldn't be listening to this if you didn't have a heart to please God. Now quit being down on yourself. Quit living condemned. Dare to believe you are excellent in every way. Our attitude should be, yes, I may make some mistakes. I have flaws and weaknesses, but I'm not going to live my life guilty, condemned. I know that God has already approved me. I am excellent in every way. I am His masterpiece. If you're going to overcome your flaws and weaknesses, you have to not only stay positive toward yourself, but be bold enough to celebrate who God made you to be. Be proud of who you are. I know people who are good at celebrating others. They'll compliment their friends, brag on a cousin. You should see my neighbor. He's an awesome football player. You must meet my sister. She is so beautiful. And that's good. We should celebrate others. But make sure you also celebrate yourself. You are smart. You are talented. You are beautiful. There is something special about you. You can't get so caught up in celebrating others, putting them on a pedestal to where you think they are so great and I am so average. She is so beautiful and I am so plain. They may have more natural beauty or more natural talent in some area, but God didn't leave anybody out. You have something that they don't have. You are good at something that they're not good at. And it's fine to celebrate them and say, wow, look how great they are, as long as you follow it up by saying internally, and you know what? I'm great too. I'm smart too. I'm talented too. It's like this story I heard about. The mayor of a small town was in a parade, riding in a float down Main Street with his wife next to him. While he was waving to all the different people, he spotted in the crowd his wife's former boyfriend, who owned and ran the local gas station. The mayor whispered to his wife, "Aren't you glad you didn't marry him? You'd be working at a gas station." She whispered back, "No, if I would have married him, he would be the mayor." You have to know who you are. God breathed his life into you. You have royalty in your blood. You are excellent in every way. Now put your shoulders back. Hold your head up high and start carrying yourself as royalty. You are not average. You are not ordinary. You are a masterpiece. Get up every morning. Remind yourself who your painter is. Your value doesn't come because of who you are. It comes because of whose you are. Remember, the most important opinion you have is the opinion of yourself. How you see yourself is how other people are going to see you. I'm asking you today to see yourself as a king. See yourself as a queen, not arrogantly, but in humility, for that is truly who you are. Maybe you need to change the recording that's playing in your mind. If the message is, I'm slow, I'm unattractive, I'm nothing special, dare to say with David, I am amazing, I am talented, I am one of a kind, I am a masterpiece.